This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. Dave Damashek of Football America will join us in 20 minutes. Dave is one of the absolute best when it comes to breaking down and talking the National Football League. I feel weird saying this because, like, I don't like it. Yinzer is what people call, like, the Pittsburgh sports fans, people from Pittsburgh, the Yinzers. Dave is one of the great Yinzers in the history of Yinzers, and his Steelers today will play the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football. We'll get his opinion on that game, Pittsburgh and Houston, and everything that happened in Wild Card Weekend, the coaching carousel in the NFL. Dave Damashek coming up in 20 minutes here on this Monday on You Better You Bet. And over the balance of the rest of the show, we will continue to break down Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. All the bets for tonight coming up to close the show. Joe Fortenbaugh of ESPN next hour here on this Monday. Ended the first hour talking about Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills and why I think the Bills are going to win the AFC. And I felt that way last week. And I bet the Bills in yesterday's game, and it was not without its, you know, anxiety-inducing moments if you bet that game. But Josh Allen got them over the finish line when it mattered the most. And he was Superman in the game. If Josh Allen yesterday was Superman, I don't even know what you would call Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen. They were not superheroes. No. These were bumbling supervillains. Like Doomsday killed Superman in the 1990s. Superman would, of course, come back because Superman can never die because he's a fictional character that makes a lot of money for DC. So Superman's never going to die. But Doomsday killed him. And maybe Bo Nix will be Doomsday. Doubtful. Or Drake May or Matthew Stafford. We shall see. They weren't even like Lex Luthor yesterday. The Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't even know enough about Superman to know like what curtain jerk and jabroni supervillains they would be. But they blew the game. We'll start with Liam Cohen. I don't even know what to say. Liam Cohen had the blueprint to beat the Buffalo Bills. Everyone knows what it is. You run it down their throats, and you keep running it, and you run it, and you run it, and you run it some more. If I had told you before the game, the stat that I'm about to give you is an accurate one. If I had told you, the listener, you, the viewer, that the Jacksonville Jaguars would average 6.7 yards per carry against Buffalo, who do you think would have won the game? Almost 7 yards per carry from the Jaguars' offense. I'll bet you would have run over women and children like George Costanza to make the bet on the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Travis Etienne and Bashaul Tuten, who looked like prime Fred Taylor on the minimal carries he had, only had a combined 14 carries in the game. Liam Cohen had the blueprint to win and kill Superman and turn into Doomsday, and instead opted to let Trevor Lawrence, who does his best Thor imitation with the long hair, lose the football game for him. That's what happened. This idea, like a guy who has great hair, maybe it's me, maybe it's not me, and the women love the hair, and the hair makes the man, and he decides, you know what? I'm going to buzz it all off. Why would you do that? You play into your strengths in life and in sports. That's what it's all about. Like, if you work out all the time and you've got great muscles, why would you cover them up? Why would you do that? If you're Jacksonville, why wouldn't you run the ball on every play in the game? Make them prove that they can stop it. Liam Cohen blew the game. And Trevor Lawrence wasn't good enough. And I'm a Trevor Lawrence fan. And you know that if you listen to the show and you watch the show. I am a Trevor Lawrence fan. I bet the Jaguars to win the AFC South before the season. I had Trevor Lawrence in a million fantasy leagues, and he screwed my teams up for the first half of the season and then won some leagues for me down the stretch. I like Trevor Lawrence a lot. This is not meant to be anti-Trevor as far as his career goes. He was not good yesterday. I don't care that he threw three touchdowns. He misfired on a bunch of passes, threw two critical interceptions, including the one that ended the game for Jacksonville. You're a Jaguars fan or a Jaguars better? Yes. Great season. Great first season for Liam Cohen in Duval County. And yeah, future's definitely bright. No question about it. I'm not trying to bury the Jaguars moving forward. But yesterday, you had an opportunity to kill Superman. It was right in front of you to be Doomsday and take down Superman. And instead, you went down with a whimper on an interception to end the game with less than a minute to play. Last note on the Buffalo Bills. So, at the end of the game, when Buffalo scores to take the lead, with under a minute to play, Jacksonville has no timeouts, first and goal from the one. Buffalo, the Jaguars let them score. And I was texting with some friends. I'm like, the Jaguars are going to let them score here. And there are a lot of people, and I think that there's an argument to be made one way or the other here. And I mean that. So I'm not saying that I'm 100% right about this. Like, some things I think that I'm 100% right on. I don't think I'm 100% right on this. It's my opinion. People think that the Bills should have kneeled on the ball and killed as much time as possible and then scored a touchdown and basically ended the game and not given the Jaguars a chance for Trevor Lawrence to throw a pick, given the big leg that Cam Little has, and maybe he bangs one home from 65 to send the game to overtime. I'm very much of the opinion that you cannot assume a score. And a lot of people that I think are really smart and that I really respect believe that Sean McDermott didn't handle it properly. That they should have taken a knee, killed 40 seconds, and ran a couple sneaks from there. And yeah, like maybe they would have scored. And they probably would have. What happens if you fumble the snap or Allen gets stripped as he's trying to put the ball over the goal line? Like, what if calamity ensues? Like, then what? Then what? Like, you can't assume a touchdown. You can't assume that you're just going to score. You have to score. So I actually think, and I criticize Sean McDermott all the time, I have no problem with Sean McDermott and the Bills. Just take the lead, and then you deal with what happens afterwards. But you have to take the lead. This wasn't like the game was tied, and you're going to go to overtime. You have to score a touchdown. Field goal does nothing for you. You have to score, right? With where you're at. You're down 24-20. You can't kick a field goal to tie the game. You need a touchdown. I had no problem with Sean McDermott and Josh Allen in that moment. Scoring, and the Jaguars were right to let them score to try and get the football back. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. Dave Damashek will join us coming up in a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save $1 when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have to talk about the broadcast, because this was a stellar wild card weekend. I actually think it's the best wild card weekend ever. Now, wild card Saturday was better than wild card Sunday, and I think wild card Saturday 2026 is the best individual wild card day since January 4th, 2003, which was a Sunday, which was Tommy Maddox and the Steelers beating Kelly Holcomb and the Cleveland Browns and Butch Davis and the Cleveland Browns 36-33. And then in what was the worst loss of my fandom in my life, my Giants blowing a 38-14 lead to Jeff Garcia and the San Francisco 49ers losing 39-38. And in these games, Eagles-Niners, right? Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady, where Tom Brady is just, I mean, you want to talk about making the leap in year two? He made the leap from year one to year two. Year one doesn't play, year two wins a Super Bowl in his pro career. This is kind of a similar leap from Tom Brady from year one to year two as a broadcaster. He is so, so, so good. Joe Davis and Greg Olson did a great job on Fox with the Rams-Panthers game on Saturday. Say what you want about Al Michaels returning, and I've said a lot about Al Michaels, and I think he's kind of like, I don't think it's an insult to say he's lost his fastball. He reared back on Saturday night and was throwing 100 during the Packers-Bears game on Amazon Prime. He was great. And he elevated that broadcast. Bills-Jaguars was a classic wild card game. Tremendous sporting event. Tony Romo made it worse. And I don't even want to group Jim Nance in here, because Jim Nance is Jim Nance. And I have to imagine he would never say it. I don't know him personally. Jim Nance has to be beside himself having to work with Tony Romo. It's like in Superbad, when Joe, and I won't talk about why he says it, because it's got a little off color, but he uses the line, blank, blank, blank would be like slapping God in the face. What Tony Romo's doing is like slapping the broadcasting, the sports gods, fans in the face. And I don't even think this is something that anyone could disagree with. For example, I think Chris Collinsworth is great. Like, I don't think it's an arguable point. But I also acknowledge that it's subjective, right? Like, I don't mind putting pineapple on pizza sometimes, as long as it's paired with something spicy, right? That's my opinion. You can hear that and say, oh my God, like you're a Fugazi Mediterranean, and maybe you're right. It's a matter of opinion. Some people like Coke, some people like Sprite, some people like this, some people like that. I think Collinsworth is great. But I can at least respect the opinion of someone that doesn't like his style, for whatever the reason. What is the bull case to be made for Tony Romo being a good broadcaster? Like, does anyone want to make this case? Is this subjective where you can say, I don't like Chris Collinsworth or I don't like Joe Buck? Even if I think you're wrong about that, I can say, okay, it's your opinion. Is the Tony Romo thing an opinion or is this just a fact that he's atrocious? And it seems like he's not prepared, and it seems like he's aloof, and he's talking about weird things, and he's making weird noises, guttural noises. What is that? Starts the game comparing the Jaguars to the Carolina Panthers on Saturday. The Panthers were double-digit dogs. The Jaguars were favored in the game. We're not even talking about the same thing. He will assign the same level of importance to a 3rd-and-7 on the opening drive of the game to Josh Allen trying to get the ball across the goal line to win it in the final minute. He's not even close. Like, we're not even in the ballpark here. This isn't an opinion. This is like a fact. You can't argue facts. Like, I'm telling you right now, grass is green, water's wet, the sky is blue. And if you're telling me Tony Romo does a good job, you're telling me water's dry, grass is yellow, and the sky is red. No. He's not close. He's not even in the ballpark. Romo to Collinsworth? Please. Aikman? Please. Brady? Please. Watt? Please. Olsen? Please. Come on. Come on. Not even close. And it, like, ruins the game. I can't tell you how many texts I got yesterday from friends of mine in the media and otherwise who are like, oh my, because a lot of people watch Red Zone during the year and you don't have to sit and watch Tony Romo call a game for 3 hours. And I go, what happened here? Romo in 2018, in his first year, was magnificent. And in the AFC Championship game, Patriots Chiefs, I talked about this last week, which is the Brady beating Mahomes game, right? I think it was, up until last week with Tirico and Collinsworth, Steelers-Ravens, I thought it was the best game broadcast that I have ever watched in my life. Romo, specifically in overtime of Patriots-Chiefs, basically predicting every play the Patriots were going to run. It was unbelievable, right? Remember what you felt like in that moment. Like, this is the new John Madden. And he gets that fat contract from CBS. They still owe him $90 million. There's a term that's used in economics. Like, when I first moved out of my mom's basement, I was 27 years old. That's kind of sad. But listen, you work in sports radio, you do the best you can. I bought an armoire from IKEA. I can't put anything down. I'm not a handyman. I tried, spent like 2 hours. I said, you know what? F it. I think I got high afterwards. I probably like took a bong hit. I left it outside for someone to take. Sunk cost. You spent the money. There's nothing to be done about it. You move on. Tony Romo's a sunk cost. Unless he starts putting the work in again. Because by all accounts, he's not. And I don't even know what the argument is against it. CBS has the Super Bowl in a couple years again. Are they going to let Tony Romo call this game? If this is what it's going to be? This is not a Jim Nance thing. And I know some people prefer Ian Eagle to Nance. Some people prefer Nance. They're both awesome. Nance is a living legend. We can't have J.J. Watt calling these games or Greg Olsen calling these games if this is what it's going to be. I got nothing against Romo personally. I don't know him. I got nothing against. It would make me happy if he were great. He's not. That's it. What's the opinion otherwise? Who wants to make the case that he's actually good? Who wants to make that case? I don't. And I won't. You better, you bet. On this Monday. Last note for this segment. Dave Dameshek will join us on the other side. You know, we had the Matt LaFleur news that broke right before the show that the Packers are going to try to work out an extension with him. And as a result of having to do that, you know, haven't gotten to the Bears part of the Saturday night game against Green Bay. Just want to give some credit to Chicago and Caleb Williams for that performance and that fourth quarter, where the throw by Caleb Williams on 4th and 8 with 5.5 minutes to play, 27-16, Packers leading at the time, is the best throw of the entire season. And I feel like we say this about Caleb Williams a lot, where this throw is now the best throw of the season. It's ridiculous. Like, basically, like, stand, shooting a three-pointer without jumping. Like, no time to set his body, no time to, like, use his legs to generate torque and power on the throw. Perfect strike from right to left on your television screen on the near sideline to Rome Odunze for the first down. And if he doesn't make that play, the Packers win the game. And we're not having any of these conversations right now. Caleb was great, and Ben Johnson was brutal in the first half, managing the game. He got it together in the second half, thanks, and the Packers had a lot to do with that. But man, good stuff by Caleb Williams, good stuff by Ben Johnson, great stuff by the Bears, vanquishing their hated rival, the Green Bay Packers. And now, the Bears this weekend will host the LA Rams. And the Rams are 3.5-point favorites right now on the road at BetMGM. I don't know what I want to do as far as the side of the game goes. The total's 51.5. If you're out there listening or watching, and I'm not making a case necessarily for the Bears to pull the upset, but if you don't think the Bears can score on that terrible Rams secondary that Bryce Young lit up on Saturday, you don't know ball. The weather holds up. How's that? How is that game not 41-38 one way or another with the Rams and the Bears this weekend? On the other side, my good friend, Dave Dameshek from Football America on the Meadowlark Network. Dave Dameshek joins the show to talk Steelers-Texans tonight and everything we saw in Wild Card Weekend. Coming up next, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Here-eth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get-eth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.